It occurs to me that for whatever reason, personality-wise or job-wise, we have a better chance of knowing who our, for example, City of Detroit police chief is or was, whether it was James Craig or now is James White, than we would know who our Detroit fire commissioner is. And it's just the way it is. I mean, he has no less an important job. You're more likely to have those kinds of circumstances and situations where you depend on those firefighters and the commissioner that leads them. Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst, is here with word on a new Detroit fire commissioner coming our way. Lloyd?
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, national search beginning for a new executive fire commissioner for the Detroit Fire Department. Commissioner Eric Jones is leaving that position. He served since 2015. Mayor Mike Duggan saying that the fire department is ready for a new direction in leadership. Now, Jones's last day will be January 14th. The mayor saying Jones has given more than three decades serving and protecting the citizens of Detroit. He thanked him for his service and wished him well. The mayor said he'll interview candidates to serve as interim fire commissioner as his team conducts a national search for a permanent replacement. Mayor says interim commissioner will be named by Jones's last day and that permanent commissioner picked by mid-year. Now, before serving as commissioner, Jones, Paul W., spent 25 years with the Detroit Police Department. He retired back in 2013. He was an assistant chief when he retired. He was then hired as the director of the Department of Building Safety, Engineering, and Environmental by the mayor, Mayor Duggan. Excuse me, that was in 2014. And named executive fire commissioner in October of 2015 when Edsel Jenkins retired. Now, during his tenure at the helm of the Detroit Fire Department, Jones was credited with overhauling an old fleet of fire vehicles and improving the city's fire preparedness rating and reducing EMS response time from, you know, it was about 20 minutes for a priority run to the national average now of 8 minutes. So he's done some good things, and it was kind of surprising to me. It just came out of nowhere. I didn't hear that, you know, it was some issues going on with him and maybe he'd be going, you know. So
you did or did not hear of some issues?
I did not.
Okay, so here's a guy who was the fire commissioner for about 6 years, let's say.
Yeah.
Yes, the mayor said 30 years of service because he's including the time he was a police officer.
That's true.
And worked his way up in the ranks there. But yeah, the last fire commissioner retired after 29 years of what I think was all work within the fire department. And I'm not sure how long he was commissioner, but a long time. Mm-hmm. So that was my next question because it's my job to ask that question. Was there something going on behind the scenes? Even though the mayor said all kinds of very good things about Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones is still leaving. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if there was more to it.
Well, you know, he had some issues with some of the union leaders. You know, they didn't like some of his policies while he was there. There was an assessment that the fire department did, back in the spring in the rank and file, you know, talked about in this assessment, some morale and leadership issues and those types of things. And so, that was some issues kind of bubbling under, but I didn't think it was so much that it would, you know, cause him to leave. Now, he didn't say, Paul W., and I'm just kind of reading between the lines, and, you know, he didn't say he was retiring, or the mayor didn't say he was retiring, saying he was leaving his post. You know, he was leaving that post. So, you know, does that mean he might not show up somewhere else?
Wow. I mean, with all due respect, what does a former fire commissioner end up doing?
Well, I mean, you know, he worked in the police department. He worked at the fire department. I mean, could he become the deputy mayor?
Wow.
Conrad Mallett is going to be nominated soon. The mayor is going to be nominating him soon for a corporation council. And so, because Conrad Mallett is deputy mayor right now, so he's going to be nominated for corporation council.
Police Chief James Craig was deputy mayer.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean,
so I hadn't even thought about that.
I'm, you know, just a thought, Paul W.
Well, that's what you do.
You know, I hang around the corners. I peep around corners and crack doors.
In the old days, you'd be hanging around a corner with a cigarette hanging from your mouth and a visor on your head. But I'm sure you're not doing that now, or at least I hope you're not.
I'm not.
But you do have the eyes and ears, and you're in there and have been for more years than most. And I know if you pick anything up, you're going to let us know. It's interesting when you talked about not getting along sometimes with the unions, yet the Detroit Firefighters Association president, Tom Gerhart, was quoted as saying, he did a lot of good for the department. I appreciated working with him and am sad to see him go. We wish him luck. You know, he could have said any number of things other than that, but that's what he said, which would indicate that they weren't really pushing to get him out unless they're just trying to make it look that way. I don't know.
That's a good question. I think, and then this morning too, Paul W., you know, I think it's the inauguration this morning, virtually. Everybody's getting sworn in and this morning, the mayor, city council, I think it's at 10 o'clock this morning, it's virtual. Not in person because of the pandemic.
Yeah, nothing. What else? I mean, what is in person anymore? Well, I shouldn't say that. There are a lot of things in person that have not been. And frankly, there's a lot more that should be in person, like going to school and any number of other things, because it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. This has been, we're looking at 2 years, and enough is enough. We are America. We have to figure things out. And we're not, with 300 million people affected by COVID, and America gets a majority of them. And we need to really come together and figure things out and move forward with life. Because as it is, we've lost a lot of businesses and we're going to lose a lot more. I'm very worried, I've always been, but very worried about restaurant owners never being able to recover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you threw the switch today, they still might not recover.
No, there are some places, Paul W., that you know, are not even open every day because they don't have workers. They only open on certain days when they were an everyday type of business.
Right.
You know, so.
And that's not going to change, at least very easily or very quickly, especially when people go out and get other jobs, make more money. It's hard to get them back into that service business, that service industry that restaurateurs depend on to be able to have a successful business. And that's what we wish for them. We wish for everybody. Right. We are very business pro-business on this program, as you well know, Lloyd.
Yes.
Thanks for your business. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst.